I saw an article by Fish and Game saying that snare diverters no longer are required for wolf trapping. Thought that was interesting. Thought I'd look into it, so I called up Fish and Game Officer Roger Phillips. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
It's for snares themselves. A diverter is, and this is where I get myself into trouble, but it's basically the idea is a diverter. It keeps larger animals, you know, deer and elk, moose, things like that, out of those snares where they might put their foot through there. But it's kind of a redundant fail-safe because we require breakaways. So if those larger animals get in there, they'll break that snare loose and then be able to get away from it or get out of it.
As a provision of the rule, Fish and Game can still require diverters in local areas in order to reduce bycatch of non-target species if deemed necessary. But at this time, no such local requirements have been established. And speaking of trapping wolves, an outdoor writer from the Spokesman Review reports that you can earn more than $1,000 for trapping a single wolf in Idaho, but it will cost you. The traps and gear will set you back a couple of $1,000, and driving or snowmobiling a circuit of more than 50 miles several times a week from November through March gets spendy, not to mention the time. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.